I want to share with you a scripture from Zephaniah. So if you've got your Bible, that's over in the Old Testament. And I want to share with you from that section of scripture is Zephaniah chapter 2 and verse 3. Zephaniah chapter 2 and verse 3. I want to talk to you about my hope for America. If there's anything this nation needs, God. This nation needs God. It has no other choice. This is a nation that desperately needs a revival, desperately needs an awakening. Ronald Reagan said, America needs God more than God needs America. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3 says, seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who carry out what He commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be concealed on the day of the Lord's anger. Does this section of Scripture not remind you of the words and the teachings of Jesus? Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Jesus said, humble yourselves before the Lord and He will exalt you. Jesus said that if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Our text speaks to us today to dream. Our text speaks to us about giving thanks to God, pursuing a God-honoring way in our lives for the well-being of the nation. Now listen to this, to which you have been exiled. Let me remind you today that you do not belong here. This is just a passing through place. It's just a meantime. It's just a pause in our life. Because you see, we're designed and we're made for our future home, not this home. Our address, my address, may be 226 Jackson Street, but my eternal address is heavenly portals, heavenly glory. My real address is that. Home with Him. But until then, I'm exiled. And while I'm in exile, I want to seek the well-being of my nation. I want to pursue God-honoring ways. I want to give thanks to God for what He has done. The psalmist says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Father, I thank You for the reading of Your Word today. I thank You for the reminder that we have. And I pray, Father, that You would hide me, Lord, behind the cross of Calvary. That You would speak, Lord, to our hearts this day. And may You transform us and change us and challenge our lives. We give You thanks. It's in Your name that we pray. Amen. In the spring of 1963, my mother-in-law was expecting her third child. I was just a small nugget. I was a growing fetus. But in Birmingham, Alabama, things were heating up. You see, it was like a tea kettle on a stove. It was sizzling and it was singing. It was sizzling and it was singing. And what that teapot was about to make was much more than people ever dreamed possible. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. organized a mass demonstration in Birmingham against segregationism. And what happened, the results were fire hoses were unleashed on protesters. Dogs were released. Individuals were assaulted. Yet they continued to sing, we shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. But they marched and they sought rights to which they deserved. Late that summer, Dr. King led a massive, now get this, a massive peaceful march on Washington, D.C. And among the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument, jamming the mall where some 200,000 white and black Americans quietly held their ground on the nation's heart of government, it was a televised, it was a peaceful, it was an orderly demonstration having a powerful effect on this nation. Yet Dr. King's speech that day was much more powerful in his punch, as he articulated so beautifully what America could be and what America might become. I have a dream, he said, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. So let freedom ring. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. To speed up that day when all of God's children, black and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of that old Negro spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last. The writer of Proverbs calls that vision. Where there is no vision, Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18 reads, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. There's another view of that verse. Without revelation, people run wild. But one who keeps the law will be happy. As we have celebrated yet another birthday of our nation, I believe that we need to dream again. I believe that we need to imagine again. I believe we need to catch a vision. And I believe that we need to dream it. And we need to imagine it. And we need to envision it. And we need to implement it now. It is in our grasp. Our hands hold it. God called us to do it. Zephaniah chapter 2 and verse 3. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who carry out what he commands. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. Perhaps you will be concealed on the day of the Lord's anger. I believe now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their nation. I believe that now is the time to put our best foot forward. I believe that now is the time to march forward with purpose and to do so with determination. Now is the time. I believe that now is the time for us to go back to our roots. I believe it's time for us to go back to the roots of this nation and join the way of the pilgrims. You see, they came to the wilderness and they came in search of a new life. They wanted freedom from the control of a dictator. They wanted to throw aside the constraints of that tyrannical system of government. And in faith, they came to this shore. In faith, they came to this wilderness. They came to proclaim themselves as a new nation. Now is the time. Now is the time for us to return to God. It's a time for us to exalt Him above all others. To worship Him and to worship Him alone. Do I need to say that again? We need to worship God. The God of creation, the God of this universe, the God who created me, the God who created you, we need to exalt Him. It was these freedom searchers who established places to live. They cut out for themselves their houses, but their first house was not the courthouse down on the square. Their first house was not the philosophy house, the schoolhouse. Their first house was not the saloon. Their first house was not the house of ill repute. No, the first house erected was the house of worship. The place where they would gather. The place where they would worship the God of heaven, the God of earth. They would gather in that house for prayer. They would gather in that house for fellowship. They would gather in that house for the breaking of the bread of life. Because you see, they knew that God was the one who had fed them. God was the one who had led them. God was the one who wanted them to have this freedom. So they wanted to make sure that He was the center and circumference of all that they did. See it, my friends. Envision it, my friends. There in the middle of all those other structures of living, all those other structures of doing business, to the house of prayer, the house to gather for worship, the place to go with the family of God. And every Lord's Day, they would stop their work. Every Lord's Day, they would stop their toil, and they would venture to that house to spend time seeking God's will and to seek God's favor on their lives. And in the midst of that, they were happy people. They were content people. They were people that were taken care of. They were people who acknowledged that it was not by their power nor by their might that they were in this place. It was by the hand of God that they were where they were. And that was why they were there. And until we return, my friends, to the God of life, until we return to the God who gave us this freedom, we will not be content. We will be at unrest. We will be in trouble. Now's the time. Now's the time to return to the determined days of freedom. When those men gathered in the hot, sweaty house of government and they hammered out the principles of a free nation, we need to return to that. Because you see, they labored and they debated and they even argued. We argue as Americans today, don't we? But most importantly, they prayed. They prayed. It's time for government to return to an acknowledgement of the one true, one holy God. Now is the time for the nation to exercise her rights as a free people. Our rights are being chipped away at. Chipped. Continually being chipped away. Slowly they're being changed. Slowly they're being altered. The Bill of Rights give us our freedom of speech. The Bill of Rights give us our freedom to bear arms. The Bill of Rights give us our freedom of religion. But do we really have those rights today as our founding fathers intended us to do? If we speak our conviction, someone is bound to talk us down. Someone is bound to belittle us. Someone is bound to defame us. We're called bigots. We're called racists. We're called gun-toting extremists. We're told that we have not, don't have any right to such propaganda. We speak of God. We speak of God. But yet there are those who say that we cannot do so. We may offend someone. If we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, there'll be a lawsuit or there'll be a law that'll be filed to change that. We say Merry Christmas. We erect a nativity scene. We stir up indignation. We stir up revenge. The people from the north decide they're going to come down here and teach us how to have freedom from religion. We carry a gun. We're promoting violence. We teach our children the golden rule, or we enact punishment, and we're called bad parents because we're promoting negative mental health on our young lives. Oh, my friends, now is the time. Now is the time for all of those who believe in their rights and believe that right is right and wrong is wrong. It is time for us to stand up. It is time for us to speak up. It's time for us to stand our ground. For we will not be moved when we stand on the Word of God. Now's the time to call murder, murder. Abortion is murder, my friends. There's no other way around it. You can't say it any other way. Murder is murder. Now is the time for us as America to stand up and to guard the sanctity of marriage. Now is the time for us and our children to be taught the truth about history. None of this stuff that takes it away and chips away at it. No, we need to tell the truth about history. Now is the time to put people on notice. If you don't work, you don't eat. Now is the time for political correctness to be done away with. The Word of God says yes, and yes means yes. The Word of God says no, and no means no. We need to call things what they are. We don't need to sugarcoat them. We don't need to cover them up. We don't need to sweep them under the rug. If it's shame, we need to call it shame. If it's against moral truth, we need to call it a violation of moral truth. If it's a lie, it's a lie. If it's stealing, it's stealing. If it's gambling, it's morally wrong. If it's drugs, it kills. If it's alcohol, it alters the mind. We need to say it. We need to stand the ground. Now is the time for us to catch the vision of what America can be. A nation that's blessed. A nation that's seeking the welfare of all people. A nation that's honoring God. A nation that's lighting away in darkness. A nation that's standing strong in God's wisdom. That, my friends, will be peaceful. That, my friends, will be pleasant. That, my friends, will be according to the Word of God. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and their wellness. Friend, let me tell you something. We need a return to God. We need a return to true patriotism. We need a return to the way of the pilgrims. We need to return to the freedom and the happiness that we have as God's people. And that is what we need. We are a nation that's one nation under God, a nation that is established by God, a nation that is blessed by God, and has within its body the people of God who love God and who revere His name and hold Him to be the ultimate truth. That, my friends, is what I dream for America. That's what I dream for America to be. That's what I say my hope for America is. My hope for America is that Jesus Christ would be Lord and Savior of all. My hope and prayer for America is that we would find peace in the God of Israel. My hope and prayer for America is that we would join hands together all across this nation and that we would serve God together. That's my hope for America. Father, I pray Your word would speak to our hearts. And I pray that this day we would be thankful to You for the mighty, mighty, mighty blessings that You bestowed upon us. The blessings that we cannot count. And Lord, I pray that as we thank You, we would thank You for being God. That we would thank You for leading us. That we would thank You for guiding our lives. And that, Father, we would seek the well-being of our nation. Father, may we pray daily for America. May we daily stand guard over America. May we, as God's people, stand up and proclaim the truth of God's word to America. And may we, Father, know that You have concealed us. That You, Lord, have given us a firm footing. And that You, Father, are hiding us in the shelter of the rock. It's in Your name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here.